And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Gulf Coast Beach Party! You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Quitters and a track called Gulf Coast Beach Party off their latest album, out right now via Squid Hat Records, which gives you the clue, Tony, that they are from Las Vegas, the home of a lot of great punk rock, I have to say. What is The Quitters' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheQuittersLV.
Facebook.com/QuittersPunk. Which is quite dangerous because it actually says Quitter Spunk. It's like any band that ends in S that has a word after it, it always ends up being a bit funny, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, facebook.com/Quitter Spunk. And one of many great, great Las Vegas bands and a great new album. There's all manner of songs I could have played off that, off the latest release. But as I say, check them out via the Facebook page or via Squid Hat Records if you'd rather do that. And we will be playing more. As threatened, Tony, we will also be playing another Wonk Unit track in this show.
Great.
Because Wonk Unit and The Mobs, they've both got albums out, so they are, we're basically alternating them at present. But that's another story for, I'd say another day, but later in the show, Tony.
Okay.
Now, you'll no doubt be pleased to hear that my threat of more poetry did lead to someone getting in touch with me with an entry for Comedy Suburbs. If you were listening to last week's show, or indeed the show from the week before, you'll know that because I was getting so wound up with us not getting your jokes and poetry through, I had resorted to reciting my teenage poetry from the late 80s and then early 90s. It had the desired effect.
Excellent.
Despite its greatness. And this from Iron Mike, who there are certain listeners amongst us, Tony, who, if we did not have them, we would have very little listener content. Feel free to join in. It's not a secret club.
It is true, yes.
So this for Comedy Suburbs. If you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs. That's what Iron Mike did. And here we go. Hi, Paul. Apologies for being a little shy of comedy material recently. I've been a bit busy practicing and gigging with Crash Induction. I've not even had time to listen to Punky, and that's I'm about 3 weeks behind. The charlatan, Tony, the charlatan.
Oh dear.
I did, however, have time to pop into the back garden where I noticed a small slither. This makes a massive difference to the joke. Where I noticed a snail slithering across the patio. I thought to myself, I wonder if it would go any faster without its shell. So I took it off, but to be honest, it just made it more sluggish.
Nice.
Note to R. Graham. No actual snails were harmed in the making of this joke. Have a good show, I am Mike. So now we've reached the point, Tony, where Punky Radio is but the conduit for our listeners to carry on a conversation with each other about topics raised in previous weeks.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
It is, and it's a good joke. I may well tell that again. Do you remember the joke about the snail making his way down a garden path and then he gets jumped by two slugs and he gets mugged by him?
No.
And the police show up, the garden police show up, and they say to him, what happened? And he says, I don't know, it all happened so fast. It's always made me laugh. Right, let's play another song, shall we, unless there's anything you'd like to add in this point.
Nope.
Last Great Dreamers, Tony. I don't believe we played a track by Last Great Dreamers before. And I had a look up on their extensive website, which is...
lastgreatdreamers.com?
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and Internet One. Where it goes into great detail about their past and what a history they've got. Do make sure you check out Last Great Dreamers and go all the way around their website, checking out all the different things on the rather fabulous pages they have therein. Started off in the mid-90s, Tony, as a band under the name, became Last Great Dreamers. Several years later, carried on for a long time, and then they split up, and then they got back together in 2014, and have now released new material, my friend. And these are, how would I describe it? It's sort of glam punk, I suppose, Tony.
Right, okay.
Brought out a glam punk album.
Nice.
All the way from that there, London. You've already done the website, so it's 1-1. So we might as well play a track off it. And as I say, you can get this stuff via the website. So do, if you enjoy this, do check them out. This is Dope School.
Shades, he's disguising his pain, and your sister won't look as he's hiding his chain.
listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I do love our off-air production meetings.
Yes.
They're great, aren't they? That was Last Great Dreamers and Dope School. We will be playing something else, at least one more track from Last Great Dreamers in future weeks. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave the comment. You get in touch. As I say, we do like to hear from you. It doesn't have to be the select few. It is open to all, so do get in touch.
Yes, it was public.
Yeah, Fatboy's been in touch again.
Of course he has.
Of course he has. Saying the Magic Wizard was actually okay. Not sure about this Vogan poetry feature, though. You did respond saying you are part of a collective that only has itself to blame. Damn right. I quite enjoyed it, actually. I think it was a nice change to have two poems bookending the show.
Thank you very much, Tony, and I thought they were most excellent teenage poetry from my past.
Yeah.
Yes. He's right, of course. And yeah, Magic Wizard. I have been in touch with the Magic Wizard and suggested that he does a...
guitar.
If he decides to remix it. I think the phrase I put was put massive guitars on it.
Yeah. Right.
What this needs is massive guitars. But no, it's a really, really good song.
So good.
I'm glad that even Fatboy couldn't be offended by me deciding to go a little bit out there on an otherwise very run-of-the-mill mainstream show.
That's true. Yeah. But that is it. It was just the one this week.
Why is that then?
People just aren't getting in touch, are they?
Well, no, but they didn't last week. Was last week, was it quiet? Was everyone back to school or something?
Ooh. I guess it is... mid-September, the school and students probably back now.
Oh, yes, the bloody students.
Everyone's planning for Christmas.
Bloody students. We'll start hearing from them again when they want their Christmas presents.
Exactly.
Yeah, all their washing done.
Yeah.
Anyway, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, time.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Now then, two songs in a row now, and first up, one particularly for Fatboy, a band called The Foreign Resort, Tone.
Okay.
Who describe themselves as Copenhagen post-punk.
Ooh.
I'd call it goth.
Right, okay.
Cracking song right now. You can find out more about them via their website, which is...
TheForeignResort.com?
It is. It's Tony T, Paulie B, and the Internet One. If I have little information about The Foreign Resort... there's actually loads about them. You can find out loads about them via the website, and I kind of don't want to spoil it for you because I want you to check out the website, but they are about to go on, I believe, an American tour, which is right, or may already be on it, in fact. Anyway, have a listen to this, see what you think. This is The New Blood. We'll be right back.
Mighty Berserker.
Listening to Tesoro's Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
Okay.
That was a nice little surprise for you in the shape of the Hillbilly Moon Explosion, a band we haven't played before, but I have been aware of for a while now. Off their latest album, which is, I think, I can't remember what it's called now, of With Monsters from Mars or something, which is daft of me. I should have it in front of me after that build-up. Absolutely great album. Again, another band that we will be playing more from in the future. That was a track called Heartbreak Boogie. Quite of a party feel to the start of the show, Tone. They are a pan-European rock and roll band.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure where they're actually based, but they do have Swiss, Italian, German, British, all manner of... I say British, not really European anymore. Of course we're European, we're just not economically... We won't be economically attached. Shut up, Paul. What is the Hillbilly Moon Explosion's website?
HMEmusic.com.
Good idea. Hillbillymoon.com.
Okay.
Which is quite... It's quite sweet, isn't it? And a great track. And they've also... They've brought out a single, Tony, that we haven't played this week. It's a cover version of Jackson. Now, I used to cover Jackson in my set a long, 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 long time ago. Jackson is a ridiculous song anyway. But when you get the Hillbilly Moon Explosion... are doing it with guest vocalist Sparky from Demented Argot. It takes on a whole new realm. So we might play it. We might play it in a few weeks' time. It is it's a cracking song anyway, but the version they've done is off. It's off the sheet, Tony.
Beautiful.
It's off the sheet. So, yes. Now, did you do anything last week?
Well, the mother-in-law is over, so we've just been showing her around a bit. Popped to the Peak District yesterday, just trying to do a little bit of things like that. Show Nottingham. That's about it, really. I had a band practice. No Carl last week, but I did practice on my own. Just trying to write a few songs. Apart from that, that was it.
Right, okay. I'm looking forward to hearing one of these.
It'd be nice. Early days.
Yeah, all right.
But yeah, it'd be good.
I did my first show, Tony, at the Castle Pub in Nottingham.
How was it?
It was great fun. Really, really good. The acts were good. The audience were good. The room was great. The bar staff were brilliant. Hello to Kerry behind the bar. And, the set, it looked great. It sounded great. It's a lovely room. It was just a great fun show. So I do hope we'll get a load of you down the next one as well.
Excellent.
Is that
location.
Your threat to come next time?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, so it was just really, really good fun. And then I watched a load of Paralympics because it's just been great fun. What a fantastic closing ceremony. Didn't see it last night.
I didn't know.
Oh, man. The closing ceremony just ended up in classic style as a Brazilian party with three of their best-known vocalists coming out and singing a load of traditional Brazilian songs that everyone just danced to and that. And obviously, it's all in Portuguese. I don't know what the hell's going on. But it just turned into a complete Eurovision. It was brilliant. And it was really, really good fun. I may have been imbibing to an extent when watching it, so it might have been more involved and enjoyable and technicolour in my in my house than it was in real life. If you'd like to read between the lines, then you can do, but that's brilliant. Really, really good fun.
Okay.
It's my gig,
right?
Yeah, so that was it. They were the two things that I mainly did last week.
Okay.
I did the virtual reality thing. I'll tell you about that.
No.
Right, I'll maybe tell you that a little bit later on, shall I? But, I could just say briefly, I went to Guildford to road test some cutting-edge virtual reality stuff. And I haven't really got involved with virtual reality before, Tone. And so I put on the virtual reality headset, and I was immediately standing on the deck of a galley underwater, going, oh, well, I live somewhere else now.
Huh.
It was mental. I was just there. It was instant. It was like, right, this is what I do now. I now live underwater. I appear to be breathing fine. Oh, look, a blue whale. And a blue whale just came up to me and it winked at me and its eye was bigger than I was. And then it swam off and then I had to duck when it flipped its tail. And I went, Jesus Christ, and ducked. And the other people in there started laughing because they're watching what you're doing on the screen. Hmm. And then a bunch of the little fish that hang around by whales, don't they? They kind of eat off them and all that. Hmm. They clean them or whatever. They all swam around me. Oh, well, it was like being attacked by wasps, so I had a nightmare. And I started waving my arms around, going, get off, oh! Brilliant. And then I played 9 holes of golf on a space station.
Right.
9 holes of mini golf, should I say, on a space station.
Well, of course.
Just incredible. And I was completely immersed in it. There was no way of knowing there was an outside world. I did live there. It was quite freaky.
Right.
Yeah.
Won't never be long. Done it.
They've got it as porn.
You know,
that's the thing. Well, it won't be long.
No, of course not.
Apparently, though, someone was saying there is some virtual reality porn already, and it's quite disconcerting because the way they do it is you go into a porn film in VR, but obviously you're not just engaged with the porn star or whatever. Apparently, you see everything else going on, so you see the camera crew and you see everything around you and see where it's being filmed. And apparently, it's quite off-putting, and they've kind of shelved it because no one's really enjoying it very much, realizing that they're being filmed. But they're not, obviously. But yeah, it's sort of a bit weird.
Yeah. Weird.
Sometimes things can just go too far. Let's do something from the vault, shall we?
All right.
Hot Fetish Divas, Tony, going back to, I think, 2012 or 13. And we played a couple of tracks by them. It's punk, but not quite punk sort of thing. It's a little bit more rock. It's just excellent. All the way from Naples, Tony.
Ooh.
In southern Italy. So we've got some Neapolitan fun coming up now. We played three or four songs by them when the album came out. You can still find out a lot about them by going to their Bandcamp page, which is
hotfetishdivas.bandcamp.com.
We are hotfetishdivas.bandcamp.com, which makes it probably internet 3, Tony 2. That's right, isn't it?
Yes. It's got 2, yeah.
Yeah. And halfway stage 3-2, and this is Tonight. Listening to Mullet Monster, Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the rather brilliant Hot Fetish Divas all the way from southern Italy. And if we get more material from them, we'll play it. I don't even know whether they're still going. I didn't get a chance to do a lot of research. I imagine they are. It's only a couple of years ago that they did that, and they are cracking.
Mm.
Yeah. Right then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Geeks. Yes, got a couple this week. The first one, they haven't emailed me, but I've seen it come up and a friend band's playing. But on this, so it's the this Thursday, the 22nd until Sunday in Nottingham, it's the Great Knot Show, which is and I've never been to it. It's a free event. It's in Market Square, and it's they say it's the annual must-go-to event. It's the celebration of all that is great in the county. Mixed live music and events. There's a I'm Not From London music stage going on. There's loads of bands playing, but in particular Friday night, You Want Fox and Sea Monster Eyes are both playing.
Oh, right.
You Want Fox on 8 and Sea Monster Eyes at 9. Sea Monster Eyes features Mario who from Mansfield and Jeff Carling, who I've recorded with the Unit 5 a couple of weeks ago. But in general, the Evil Tones are playing on Saturday.
They're great.
Just loads of great bands. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, basically all day in Market Square.
I might have trouble getting there on Friday, but Saturday I might be able to go to.
Yeah.
So do you think you'll be heading down there?
I was going to go to the Friday because I want to see You Want Fox, obviously, right. And see Once Your Eyes.
Well, maybe I'll come down with you too.
If you're around, because I have no
one around. Yeah, I might have to leave early because I've got to be up early Saturday morning. But
Yeah. I hope Polly would just go for those two.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, well, we'll discuss this off air. But yeah, so that.
We could discuss this off air, you're absolutely right.
Market Square, from Thursday to Sunday, it sounds like it's going to be great. You'll go if you're around. That's one gig.
That's one. Well, hey, so I've got one for you that's a little bit further afield. As you know, there's. Of late, I've been challenging myself to spread our wings a bit and find a gig in the world.
Yeah.
And I have once again found a gig in the world, yeah. So it's time for...
Polly Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
I'm so proud of that.
Excellent.
I know it's childish, but I'm just completely proud of it. So here goes, Tony, with another absolute cracker for you, including bands we've played on the show.
Okay.
We're Loud 2016, a 10-day double fest, which will begin with a weekend of gigs and food in Thessaloniki in Greece, cross the Aegean Sea for a street party in Mytilene, followed by 2 days and a night of other surprises on the island of Lesbos. Now, if you want other surprises, what better place to go than the island of Lesbos? And then sail on for another bonkers weekend in Athens. So 23rd to the 26th of September, which is this weekend.
Yeah, I think that's Friday until Monday.
Thessaloniki in Greece with The Kids from Belgium, Reverend Beatman from Switzerland, Demon's Claws from Canada, Bazooka, who we played on the show, from Volos in Greece, Magnetics from France, that we played on the show before, Frantic Five from Thessaloniki, Fotzen Power, Germany, from Berlin, where I should have been this week, and you'll hear about why I'm not there fairly soon, and The Basements from Thessaloniki as well. What a brilliant weekend. Then, 27th to 29th of September, Lesbos, with Demon's Claws, Magnetics and The Roars. And then 30th September, 2nd October in Athens with Death, who are from Detroit, The Spits that we played on the show several times from Michigan, Scraper from San Francisco that we played on the show before, Demon's Claws again, Gay Anniversary that we played on the show, Magnetics again, The Roars, The Dirtiest that we played on the show, Hand and Leg from Greece, Voyager, which is an acid baby Jesus that we played on the show, and Hell Shovel that we played on the show combination. But that is going to be nuts. Nomos 751, who had members from the famous Greek garage band Comodona 3 that we played on the show, and a surprise special guest, which could almost have been me, but then I only found out about it too late and I can't go because I'd have been bang up for that. And loads of all-nighters with the We're Loud DJ. So that is a garage punk Greek 10-dayer going on next week. It's fantastic. And it's only... Oh, no, I've got more info about the ticket price now, actually. So find out more. It's all been organised by Slovenly Records that we absolutely love. Slovenly.com/ We're Loud Fest. WereLoudFest. Or you can hashtag We're Loud Fest to find out more via Twitter. And a full pass for the whole thing is but €99, Tony.
Wow.
Which allows entry into all the main gigs in all the places over 10 days. You can get a pass just for Thessaloniki is €35, or just an Athens pass is €45. There isn't a Lesbos pass, but I have a feeling if you're on Lesbos, you'd probably just be able to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Or there are day tickets for each event, I think, as well, that are probably €10 each or so. It's just brilliant, Tony.
Sounds good.
And the full programme, slovenly.com/We're Loud Fest/tickets.
And the We're Loud thing, and is that what had that compilation we played once?
That's right.
The cassette one.
It's very much a slovenly thing.
Good.
PJ from Dirty Water Records might be going, as might Alexandra Redondo, who is the busty queen of Shoreditch.
Ooh.
Yeah. And they're the only two people that I knew when I looked at, because I looked at the Facebook event of the 700 odd people that said they were going, the 800 said they were interested. It's going to be massive. And they were the only two that I recognised. But it's very much a European thing. It's not something that you'd get many Brits at. It's a bit like the one I went to in Sardinia in 2010.
Yeah.
When me and mate Steve were just about the only British guys there. But it looks brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Okay, cool.
So that concludes...
Polly Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
I'm just so pleased with that.
Excellent.
Now, you've got one more gig, haven't you?
I do. Graham's been in touch.
Ah, Graham.
Ah, Graham's been in touch.
And he's already been mentioned by Iron Mike.
I know. Good news. Hi, Tony. After many months being closed for refurbishment, pleased to announce Sound Food and Drink on Bold Street in Liverpool has now reopened. Fresh new look, new name. Sound.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
It is. They still serve food and drink. Looking forward to and they're looking to expand live music on offer. Apparently they're converting the basement to be a larger capacity room, but for the meantime it's still in the main place and it's still free. So the free rock and roll night is on this week, Thursday night, the 22nd. Sound, so it's just called Sound now, 52 Duke Street. It's a Duke Street there, it says Bold Street at the top. I don't know which one is true, but if you look it up,
maybe it's on the corner of Duke Street and Bold Street.
Ah, there you go.
Or they say in the States, on the corner of Duke and Bold.
More information, facebook.com/ free rock and roll. You get the up there. So the feminists are playing Bova Bailey, and then there's a free rock and roll disco all night. So it's all free. Doors open 8 p.m., 9 p.m. first band, free. Go along to it if you're manageable.
Absolutely brilliant. As I say, if I was allowed into Merseyside, I'd be there. So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Ooh, gigs. Going to play you two songs in a row now, Tony.
All right.
Now, as it stands, how we get music onto this show is people email paulieb@punkyradio.com with their MP3s. This goes for labels and bands and anyone who wants us to play a band. The easiest way to do it is for me to just get the MP3s direct. If I have to go and do any work, I end up not doing it because it's too much time as it is getting the show together. However, Carling and the Cadavers did no more than do a Facebook advert to say that their latest single was free to download. And I thought, Carling and the Cadavers, that sounds like the kind of band I'd probably like. So I checked them out, Tony, and it's North Hollywood rock and roll. And
nice.
This is a free to download new single. Absolutely great. I'm going to tell you right now, Tony, that you are not going to get the website.
Okay.
But anyway, what is Carling and the Cadavers website?
Thecadavers.com.
CarlingAbbeygate.net. Now, right. Presumably is the lead singer's name, and I think she might have gone under the name of Carling Abbeygate as a solo performer, but that now as Carling and the Cadavers, but they haven't changed the website, understandably. Why would you? It's all there. So it's Carling Carling Abbeygate Abbeygate.net, and you can find out all about Carling and the Cadavers there. Type in Carling and the Cadavers to the internet and you will find a link for the track we're about to play. Stay tuned for True Moon, Tony, which is, I don't know whether Swedish Dark Wave is your bag, but it's what's going to happen. It's another fat boy. But first up, this is Black Bang Betty.
Surprise and roll her eyes and
What's the smartest peanut in the turd?
Listen to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And hot off the press, I have the news that the Dustaphonics have a new album out, and we are just waiting to get the press pack for it, and we'll be featuring one or two tracks from them because we just love them.
Brilliant.
We love the Dustaphonics. I've seen them several times in two different countries.
Okay.
I like them so much. A band I would travel for, Tony.
Beautiful.
However, another band I'd travel for were the band you just heard, True Moon. That was a track called Voodoo. They are, as I say, Swedish darkwave band. Really sounds like authentic old British 80s goth there, I have to say, quite frankly. As did, I mean, I didn't say that much about the band we heard earlier in the show, The Fallen Resort. But The Fallen Resort, it really sounds like the like sort of pornography era Cure.
Okay.
And True Moon. Just sound like sort of any form of combination of The Cure and Bauhaus, The Sisters of Mercy, the whole lot as an amalgam. Classic 80s goth, reinvented the Swedish dark wave and the track called Voodoo. What is True Moon's Facebook page, Tony?
facebook.com/TrueMoonSweden.
facebook.com/true-moon-36689830156964900. Why is that, Tony?
Yeah, it's a default
URL. Yeah, a default URL.
But maybe they're so inspired by the 80s that they haven't really worked out the internet.
Probably.
Who knows? Anyway, I think that's a cracking track. Tony, and I think that's the only track we've got from them at present. If we get more, and I think it's suitable for the show, we will play more. So if you're listening, True Moon, or anyone to do with you, we do like you, but we've only got one track.
Okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
I've got two brand practices. So I've got
two.
One tonight with Carl, one tomorrow with myself.
Right.
The more practice than anything else. And then a few things with the mother-in-law. Friday we're going to Chatsworth.
Oh.
In the day. Hence, I can't really go to this gig until a bit later. But hopefully, so Friday night, we've got a meal with mother-in-law, and then I'll be coming to the gig.
Well, if we headed down there for like 7, we could see the two bands, couldn't we?
Yeah, I think we get there between 7, but yeah, about 7. We'd have a couple of drinks, come back about 10, something like that.
Yeah, we could have a very nice, sensible, social rock and roll experience.
Yeah. Because the mother-in-law is staying here Friday night, so I can't come and slaughter it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Not the movie. But yeah, no, I do want to go there. One thing just to know what's going on, because I'd like to get more involved for next year.
Of course.
Just to know what's going on.
Well, we're both here now. Let's check it out.
Exactly. All right. But that's it, really. What are you up to?
Well, I would have been in Berlin right now, Tony.
You would have been.
But I had a bit of a mare.
Okay.
Yes, there was a misunderstanding on the fees for the gigs I was doing. So it was going to cost me about £400 to go.
Right.
But I had the two gigs that I was doing down as €200 per show. So that would just about cover the trip, and I thought that would be fun.
Hmm.
But they assured me when I checked with them that they were in fact €20 per gig.
Ooh.
So I went, sorry, dudes, I'm not coming.
Right.
As much as I want to go to Berlin, if I'm going to go there on holiday, I'll save up. If I'm going to go there to work, I don't really want to be having to pay a lot of money for the privilege of entertaining the Germans.
It's not a cheap place to go to.
Well, it's cheaper than other cities, I think, Berlin. But it's just that, the cost of the flight and the cost of the hotel made it prohibitive. Yeah. So I'm not doing that. So instead, I was hoping to do some gardening, Tony. You know, I've got a two-pronged thing here. I am sorting out my backyard.
Okay.
And I was looking forward this week, having 4 days off in a row. Basically, the week was clear for me to do stuff. An appalling weather forecast for Nottingham that involves rain every day. However, if I do get the time, what I'd like to do is rake my backyard, Tony.
Mm.
The only problem is, I don't have a rake.
Ah.
Have you got one?
I think so. I think last time I checked, we've got one of those wide ones that's less like a rake, more of a, what do you call ones that are like a fan?
Oh no, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. That would be better, in fact. So do you think on air it would be all right for me to borrow that?
If it's still there, bear in mind we just had a massive clearance and a lot of stuff's been chucked.
Okay.
But I'll have a look. I can't imagine they would have chucked that, so I'll have
a look. Alright, thanks. But if you could have a quick look, see if it's there, it would save me purchasing one.
Yep, possible.
Alright, thank you. There you go, that's nice, isn't it? We've sorted that out on air. So, so my plan this week is that I'm not going to Berlin. I might be going down to see the bands with you on Friday, and I might be raking my yard.
Yeah.
Here's a band that would like to rake your yard, Tony.
They would.
The 10 O'Clock Horses. We haven't heard from 10 O'Clock Horses in quite a while, it has to be said. They are a Notts-based festival music band. Would that be a good way to describe them?
They're a good party band, aren't they?
They are a good party band, but they're not a party band. I don't want you to get the wrong idea here. They are very much... they're very interesting, aren't they? I would call them sort of catchy punk folk.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely folky, punky, weirdnessy.
Yeah.
Good.
They have their moments,
yeah.
But in the main, absolutely cracking band. And they brought out an EP, Tone, for the first time in a while they brought out stuff. But first of all, Tony, what I'd like to know is, what is 10 O'Clock Horses' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/10O'Clock Horses.
Facebook.com/10-O-Clock-Horses-20245131351057738. And why is that, Tony?
Yeah, say 241.
You are out. Does that make it 6-2?
It probably could do, yeah.
I think that makes it 6-2, yeah, man. Right. So after your narrow victory last week, you've been thrashed this week.
Yeah.
This is great, and is the first of two songs to finish the show this week that are political and catchy. This is 10 O'Clock Horses and Up Your Ass.
Wake up, you fucking sheeple. They're taking the dignity from your last breath. The money greed-ridden bastards are selling off your NHS. And you sit there and do nothing and wave your British flag and nod your head to all their bullshit. What's up your ass? You're being shagged. Up your ass, you're being shagged. Up your ass, you're being shagged. and you nod your head so gracefully. What's up your ass? You're being shagged. Yeah, they're sending off our young to fight in the foreign lands. All these wars that are driven on power and greed. Brothers and sisters, they're dying in the sands with their bullshit and propaganda to show that they want such wars. But they cannot hide the facts from me for what they're doing it for. Up your ass, you're being shagged. Up your ass, you're being shagged. And you nod your head so gracefully. What's up your ass, you're being shagged. People's land and have privatized God's seeds. Fucked up all small businesses and let in the corporate thieves. There's no need for pubs, no farms, no shops in your communities. They'll just send you the food parcels, dear. Let them live without dignity. Up your ass, you're being shagged. Up your ass, you're being shagged. And you nod your head so gracefully. What's up your ass? You're being shagged. Up your ass, you're being shagged. Up your ass, you're being shagged. And you nod your head so gracefully. What's up your ass? You're being shagged.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was 10 o'clock horses up your ass. Do you know what a 10 o'clock horse is?
Nope.
Horses. Horses.
Nope.
Well, they told me. I said, why are you called 10 o'clock horses? And they said, oh, there was, what would happen would be that in the olden days, around about 10 o'clock at night, the people that picked up all the poo would come round and they'd become known as the 10 o'clock horses because they'd obviously have carts, they'd have poo carts.
Right.
Horses on. But then I just thought, when I typed in 10 o'clock horses to the net, I found some other reasons for them. And 10 o'clock horses would be a veiled threat for people, that if you're not in bed by 10, the 10 o'clock horses will come and get you. And there's something about horses that had died at 10 o'clock or something. It's all a bit weird, so I'm not sure, but I'm going to stick with the poo horse theory.
Okay.
Alright. Have you got a twat?
No.
That's annoying, isn't it? Right.
It's a little bit annoying.
Come on, let's hear about this then.
Yeah, so please do email me your twats. It is very simple. We all do know twats. Meet them all the time. If you could email me your experience with twat, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. I know you've not been in touch much lately, but it's always the same. You can always come back to us and email your twats.
Yeah.
We need to hear it.
Yes, we do like your twats. As we approach Christmas, we'd like an autumn season. Open twats. An autumn open twat season, Tony.
Yes, that would be good.
Yeah, it would indeed. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the song by The Clash, Spanish Bombs?
No.
Your punk rock history and knowledge is not good enough.
It's awful, actually.
Right. It's not really a punk song, to be on Spanish Bombs. I think it's on London Calling, which was the first album of theirs that really went out on a limb as sort of not straightforward, balls to the wall and all sorts of things on it, all sorts of genres on it. So it's got reggae tracks like Guns of Brixton on it, sort of dub reggae, really. And then it's got Brand New Cadillac rock and roll songs. And it's got Rudy Can't Fail. Arguably, they were doing sort of ska before the famous ska bands were, and certainly that would be a reason why they got the Specials to support them on a fairly early tour. It's got all sorts of things on it, but it's also got Spanish Bombs on it, which is just an interesting sort of rock song, a political rock song, a lot of which is sung in Spanish.
Okay.
And it's on and goes, Spanish Bombs in Andalusia. No, you still don't know it. We're flying in on a DC-10 tonight. Oh, please leave the ventana open. And then it goes into Spanish on the corners. It goes, Spanish bombs. But then it says something that I've never, ever got my head around what it says. But for all the world, it says, Spanish bombs. Oh, my current buns. And I'm sure they're not saying, oh, my current buns.
Right.
Right, but I've never been able to get of the track that every time I hear it, and even if I knew the correct phrase, Tony, even if I knew the correct words or translation, I would still have to sing Oh My Current Buns. Have you got any songs like that?
Thank you, Mr. Hollywood. I can't remember how it goes. There's one bit that goes, working for the something, and I always thought working for the blackjack.
Right, yeah.
No idea what it means.
It's working always for will be the blackjack black
in my head. What?
It's working for the black gas.
I'm off.
I think. It's two tribes, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Working for the black gas.
When I was a kid, you used to have blackjacks with little sweets.
Yeah. But I think it was working for the black gas, working for oil, basically.
It would make more sense.
Yeah, except that from now on, I'm only going to sing working for the blackjacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there you go. See, that's a classic example straight away, Tony. You had one straight away.
Yeah.
My dad had a classic one when I was but 8 or 9 years old, when the Bee Gees brought out How Deep Is Your Love. Okay. And my dad, I can remember my dad saying to me, as a kid who thought he was clever, but I clearly wasn't and all that, he said, son, I don't get this song. I went, why not? He said, I don't understand why the Bee Gees are singing and you came to me on a submarine. I went, I think it's Summer Breeze, Dad. And he went, no, but now I can't hear that song. And you came to me on a submarine. It's like, that's it. So if you've got one, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, I don't know what they're saying. Or such like. And we'll maybe read one or two out next week if we get them. Because there's got to be loads.
Yeah, totally.
Last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
Wonk Unit.
Excellent.
From their latest album, Mr. Splashy. It's the last track on it. It's the final track. And it's a great way to close the album. Very, very political, very anti what's been happening just recently, actually. So I can't necessarily say that they're not singing about people like me.
Right.
On one or two lines, but I don't think it really counts all the way through. Cracking song, they're saying. And should you be listening to the show for the first time, what you're about to hear is a bit of 21st century South London punk rock by a band that we are not only friends with, but supporters of.
It's day one, hopefully, nearly.
Yeah, Wonk Unit kind of, they're all encompassing. They're right wrapped up with Punky Radio, aren't they? Because like the label that they brought recent albums out on, I don't think would have known them, they wouldn't have known them without us playing them. So like, we are all wrapped up in all of this, and I'm really pleased. They're absolutely brilliant, Wonk Unit. What's the website, Tony?
Wonkunit.com.
It's wonkunit.com. It's Tony 3, Paulie V, and Internet 6. This is We Are The England.
Your Pratt answers the door to me. Ballot. England!
We are the England. We're sick pale funks with wonky teeth. Tracksuit clad, venomous mugs. That's right, we live on an island. So this is England. Down the pub, cups of tea. They say the rancid bite of an Englishman contains more cholera and dysentery.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was Want You In It. We Are the England from the album Mr. Splashy. You must own it. It's vital. It's twinned almost with another song of theirs called Kings Road Sporting Heroes that we played on the show not that long ago. I think the two of them sit together very, very well. Whether they'd like that or not, I don't know. But hey, my show, I can say what I like. Sorry, Tony. Our show. We can say what we like.
That's fine.
That's fine. So do you think you could just very quickly mention the internet station that carry this show, seeing as I love them so much?
Yes, we are on Pudunk. Pudunk Radio, PudunkRadio.com, we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
Thank you to them. Thank you to all of our online listeners. Thank you to all of our online contributors. And thank you to all the bands and labels that send in their... This is like I'm getting an award. I'd also like to thank my mother. That's about it, Tone. Hopefully, I'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, hopefully.
If not before, if we have a rake exchange.
Oh.
Yeah. All righty. Say goodbye, Tone.
Goodbye, Tone.
A-poog, a-poog.
But you go!